Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You got to fly. Fly, baby.
Let me quote the great Chris Cross. We have to ride. Ride like the wind.
Good-looking man.
And as long as I'm quoting him, think of Laura.
That's a good one, too. That was a B-side, wasn't it?
No, that was a hit. That was a hit? And, of course, Sailing.
Which was a major hit.
Yes. Mr. Chris Cross.
Wonderful always talent.
Always looked like a man who never had enough testosterone. Look to me
kind
at
of
the time.
Female-ish.
Yeah, like maybe going through the operation.
And and all the one rumor about Chris Cross that I heard was that they never put him on the album covers because he was too fugly.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a rumor, a fact.
Don't forget his hip-hop comeback record, Jump Jump.
All right, now you're crazy. Because you know that those are those two kids.
How's that?
Before we start the actual pre-show.
You're crazy.
Let me apologize in advance. For anything that you may be offended by on this show today.
Uh-huh. No, that's not what you're apologizing for.
No, we have a three-hour show today, not a four-hour show. Mm-hmm. Reason being, it's Monday Night Football tonight. The Washington Redskins are on Monday Night Football. Now, for those of you listening in Baltimore, San Francisco, Sacramento, wherever, you might say, well, you know, BFD,
right?
Why don't you just do the show for the other affiliate cities and let the Redskins run on WJFK, which is how it should be.
Why
run.
Don't you?
Well, here's why. As you know, we have these fancy new computers.
Right.
Which, I have to say, have not yet totally crashed, and I'm somewhat comfortable with now. They tell me that this makes the operation of the commercial part of working the radio station easier.
Which is the main thing. Yeah.
Right. And let's hear it for
it's
that.
It's all about the commercials.
The Yowlin' FM. Yowlin' FM. Hi.
Anything that helps get them all played easier.
Hi. Don't forget, that second and short brought to you by the J-Team.
More Home Depot coming up.
This is a big station. They've got our show. They've got Ron and Fez. They've got the fake Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. You got Stern. You got a lot of major shows on this station and the Washington Redskins. However, for the Redskins to broadcast a game,
right. They
need to use the main air studio that we are in right now.
The Nerve Center.
Now, then there's also the room where Buzz does his news show from. Mm-hmm. That room, sadly, must also be used for the Redskins broadcast.
We couldn't all fit in here anyway.
Well, then think about the production room.
Mm-hmm.
How about that one? The room where commercials are made. Now, the acoustics stink in there, but...
No. How about that?
No, they have to use that for the game. There are no studios available to us.
Huh.
So, please enjoy this truncated program today.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Yeah, you bet. And I can't bitch about it because even if it wasn't the team that is in the city that we're in, the reason we're being preempted today is because of football, because football is back.
Yeah.
And because you're doing
essentially
a four-hour show in a three-hour time frame, won't the comedy be much richer?
Absolutely.
Not necessarily.
No, Don, it will. You'll need to take Tums after this show.
Comedy roux.
Not necessarily.
Thick brown roux.
having said that,
oh, yeah.
How about this?
Yes.
You know, I watch the Regis show.
Uh-huh.
I watch it. I talk about it too much. I love the Regis show. I love the first 15 minutes.
Right.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you on the air. I mentioned to some people off air. Last Friday, while they are doing the live summer grill games, in other words, these dumb
cooking show,
recipe contest.
Get schmucks to send in recipes, and they fly one of them to New York to actually make their whatever it is out on the street.
The Brown Roux.
Well, as it turns out, the Regis and Kelly silver medal beef winner, his name is Mike Elston. And Mike, here's a picture.
There he is.
Here's a picture. Now, if you don't know,
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Okay. I got a fake name. Buzz has got a fake name.
Right.
Buzz's fake name is Buzz. His real name is Mike Elston.
And Mike Elston's Mike's Beef Marinade.
And
one.
I never see that name anywhere. The last name, much less the combination, Mike Elston.
Well, let's hear a little of Regis and Kelly as they talk about Mike Elston.
Excellent.
Keeping in mind,
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Right.
And we will continue our live summer grill games with Mike Elston and his recipe for Mike's Beef Marinade.
He's the winner. He's the winner. He's Seventh Street right now. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, how are ya? Yeah.
I am.
And he's a real winning-sounding guy, Buzz.
From the suburbs.
I was nervous and my voice was higher, but
we'll play more of that later in the show. We have
when
the
you're
guys
talking about Buzz Burbank, it really is the suburbs.
And we will continue our live summer grill games with Mike Elston and his recipe for Mike's Beef Marinade.
He's the winner.
Listen to that studio audience they have for Regis and Kelly.
I know.
You hear that? And he's the winner.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Should I take this?
Yes.
It's a pre-show phone call. Gary from California.
You mean to explain to me every Monday we have to only get 3 hours now?
Yes. No genius. No, just this Monday, and I think
where are you calling from, Gary? Others.
And I think only one time during the regular season when the Redskins are on Monday Night Football.
Okay, can I ask one more thing?
Where are you calling from?
I'm halfway between Fresno and Sacramento on an 18-wheeler
right
now.
Right.
But okay, trucker. All right, there you go. Truckers, whatever you're enjoying, you received it on a truck.
That's right.
Wait. Can I hang up on myself?
Where's your mom live?
No, I can't do that.
Well, if you want to hang up on yourself, you can.
Yeah, you have to be in mid-sentence. You have to cut yourself off. Go ahead.
Okay, my mom.
Oh. No. I didn't give him the chance. I didn't think he would do it all the way.
That worked.
Oh, hello.
Well, hello there.
Hello, I'm back from a weekend. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Hi, I'm Mill Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
I'm a DJ, professional DJ in New York City.
And I'm a quality banker in a beautiful suburb of Los Angeles.
Then they met Ringo, and the rest is history. I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale. I've lost some of my energy.
Why is that?
Because I know we've got some great groaners coming up. Don't we? Don't we?
Yes.
Scott?
We do. We do.
Yes. Michael Scott.
What video rental store also carries handguns? Glockbuster. Only three today.
Only three.
What lesbian singer smokes crank?
I don't know what lesbian singer smokes crank.
Melissa Methridge.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Hi, I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale.
What diet do members of the KKK prefer?
What?
Hate watchers.
I know.
The Don and Mike Show.
The last one wasn't bad. Hate Watchers. Come on.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are.
I got Julia here, bud.
Hello.
Here's the part about her dad.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself.
Right.
A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Herzog and all the ships at sea. You love them as Jermaine and Tito in the VH1 Michael Jackson movie. Here's Don Geronimo and Jermaine O'Mara.
Hi. Yeah. All right, thank you, Robbie, and hello.
Hello.
Hello and hi, and thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Monday. 08-09-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday. It's August 9th, 2004.
Wonderful.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. I'm going to fly through a bunch of this stuff because we only have a three-hour show today, and that includes the Buzz News and Comment part.
Right on.
And that includes the mommy from Trading Spouses.
Wow.
So, And the mommy that we think we like now, right?
Yeah, well, we do. And there's one more episode that's going to be on. Is that tonight or tomorrow night?
It's on tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, and there's one more episode. But as it stands right now, we kind of like her.
Mm-hmm. But if before I get to, and I got a lot of good anniversary stuff that I want to get to, including Buzz and Marcia. Can I just have that religious music?
Yeah.
Because I just want to say something.
Sure.
Real fast.
Yeah, and I love it when you get theological.
Give thanks, offer a prayer, preach.
Dear God. Well, it's been a hell of a 6 months. You son of a bitch. There, me and Mike were down at the Super Bowl doing our show.
Yep.
And Janet Jackson does that thing.
And the world turned upside down for us.
And God, it was mighty, mighty down for a while. Me and Mike suspended without pay.
Thinking we might not have our jobs.
Turn around. Our ratings. Oh, although I'm not allowed to speak about it, I read in the newspaper, we're number one rated again.
I heard that.
I heard that, too.
Just a rumor.
And all I want to say is the thing that kept me going was the thought that I knew today, 6 months later, it's all okay.
Everything's fine?
Football's back. It's yes. Back tonight. Tonight it's back. There's a game Thursday night, Mike.
Right.
I mean, there's a game tonight that the Redskins and
Carolina.
No, the Redskins and Denver.
Oh, Denver. It was then, Carolina yesterday.
Then on Thursday night, you've got the Ravens in Philadelphia. Then yeah. You've got another game Friday, and then another game Saturday. And the stupid NFL channel has all of the games.
All of them.
Anyway, this is now my mellow downtime.
Is this a prayer of thanks?
Yes, this is.
You're thanking God for bringing football back.
Dear God, as always, I wish nothing but the worst for my enemies and hope that they all suffer painful deaths. For those who I love, may they continue to tolerate me. But mainly, thank you very much for football. Because if you didn't have football...
I like that one, that last one.
I probably would be like Scott Peterson.
For those that I love, may they continue to tolerate me. That ought to be included in everybody's prayer.
And I believe you'll be able to tolerate me better the following 6 months.
Oh, I know.
Over the next 6 months.
I know we will.
Because, man, nothing makes me... I woke up this morning happy. Now, I ask you, what kind of dumbass wakes up and says, yes! When I get up at 6:45 this morning, I thought, when I come home tonight, only 13 hours from now, there'll be football.
Wow.
And I know that it'll be football with the first stringers playing only one series.
Yeah, it's your early preseason.
And the most vanilla of play calling, just right up, throw it up the right side, throw it up the left side. Just nothing extraordinary, but still, it's back.
Do they call them exhibition games anymore?
They do, Mike.
Or is it preseason?
Or maybe I got that backwards. Either way, all I know is it's back. And for that, I thank God. Because if I didn't have this six-month respite, I really wouldn't be here today.
Right.
I really would be. You'd be watching me on TV. I'd have my hair frosted like Scott Peterson, and I'd be the guy saying, what's wrong with buying porno only nine days after your wife has died?
You like my boat?
I'd be that guy.
Well, congratulations. I know it means a great deal to you.
You know what? This is what's pathetic. It does.
Understood. Yeah, but I mean, anybody that digs something relates to you. This is your thing.
And can I have a private moment to have a very swim and lake me tantrum?
Sure.
Right now?
Go ahead.
Is this a real tantrum?
Get
go
it
for
out.
It.
Get it out.
I don't have my Madden game yet, and like anybody with $50 can have it on Thursday. So all the people that were telling me last week, hey, Don, we got the preview copy. Hey, Don, we got the 15-year copy. We can get you the copy. We can get you the copy. Well, where is it?
You don't have it yet?
No.
You don't ask for a lot.
That ends my greedy whining part, at least in this show. Now, the weekend, let me just tell you.
You can tell when he's into like me. I give him a nice compliment, and
his
time rolls by.
I gave you a compliment. Mike, hold on.
I don't care. You accept the compliment.
I do.
Thank you, partner of 20 years.
I do. Mike, I do understand. If I am curt today, it's only because time is of the essence. We have a truncated show. I've got such a big mouth and so much to get in.
You are such a demanding man.
I have so much to get in. Thank you for the compliment.
There you go. See, it was a negative compliment.
It's a negative compliment.
No, the first one I said, you're not a demanding man. Then I said, you are such a demanding man. And then you said, thank you. And that's the way it should be. All is right with the world now.
Whatever. You made fun of me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You're wound up.
I'm wound up on a lot of different levels. The football. We got to stick to a friggin' schedule today on this show.
Because I had big news coming in here today.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I don't. I was just that was just being me. Go ahead.
I want to say, okay, the weekend, the anniversary. Yeah, we had we made it past the 23-year mark.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. I know I'm not giving you many chances to jump in here.
Just I want to say congratulations.
I'll slow down.
You're crazy, man.
I like you.
No, I'm glad that you're in this mode because, you know, yeah. I have the kids all weekend, so I'm ready to go to sleep.
The deal is that we had the anniversary dinner with our dear friends, Buzz and Marcia.
Thank you.
And the good thing about dear friends
right.
is that after so long of being dear friends, you no longer have to put on the phony fronts.
No, you can't get right to the swapping.
It is okay. No, Mike. Well. Swapping, although it was brought up later in the evening, at the very beginning of this thing, the entire thing was just sniping. It was really a tribute to wives sniping at husbands,
right,
and then husbands sniping back at wives, mm-hmm. And then the wives sharing the reassuring looks like, hey, we married jerks, and the men, in this case Buzz and I, looking at each other like, what, you know, what are we doing here tonight?
Why didn't we bring the bowling bag?
You know, not to say we didn't have a great time, because
we did.
I'll say that you started it, because the first thing your wife says when Buzz and Marcia come over to our house, the first thing she says to me is, how do you think I look? This is Buzz's wife. Uh-huh. And I said, you look great.
You didn't say fine.
No, I said great.
That's it.
I said, you look great.
Not good enough, though.
She said, well, not according to my husband. And I said, no. Why? And she said, you know what he told me? He told me that I better hold my stomach in. Did
you say that?
Yes, you did.
I said, you might want to. Because what she was wearing, not because she's fat, she's not fat.
She's anything but.
Exactly, and everybody knows that. I know that, she knows that, you know that.
I'd like to take it to Krispy Kreme for a month.
What she was wearing was not particularly flattering in the midriff region. and I just said, you know,
it's a bad
with that outfit, you might want to, you know, keep an eye on that. Because she was concerned about how she looked. I had already told her she looked great before that.
Oh, God, you're doomed.
I wouldn't want her to tell me.
Mm-hmm. So I walked right into it because, you know, how do you think I look? You look great. Buzz told me to hold my stomach in. I said, don't hold your stomach in. And then Frida came downstairs, and Frida had a similar concern about, you know, like all women do. You know, do I look fat in this?
They were both wearing spandex, right?
Right. I mean, it's like size zero. Might as well be. And I just said to Frida, you know, you look great. The difference there is, I said the same thing to both women. Uh-huh. What I didn't say was, you might want to hold your stomach in.
Yeah, right.
Which, as it turns out...
So when she said that to you, did you say, well, he's right about that?
No. So I recognize. And as it turns out, over the evening, that was something that was mentioned from time to time with Marcia. And sometimes, just out of context.
She couldn't get past it.
Sometimes,
right. Constantly on her mind.
We would be talking about something totally different. Right. Talking about, you know, living in Chicago 23, 24 years ago.
And she'd bring it up?
She would just say, she'd look right at him and say, I'm holding my stomach in right now.
Well, can you tell? In retrospect, don't you think a foolish thing to say?
Yeah, you know, but like I said, you think you're being helpful. They catch you off guard, and then you pay for it
one
for
of
the
those
entire evening.
Rare moments of honesty where you're just completely honest.
Let
and
my guard
immediately.
Down. Yeah.
And there's lots of eye rolling going on between, you know, me and Buzz, and then between, you know, everybody, like, you know, what the hell's going on here?
Right.
And then when we got to the restaurant, you know, here or even before the restaurant, when we got to the trendy bar that my wife had selected.
The gay bar.
Yeah, you really... Now, Buzz, it's not a gay...
Oh, it wasn't. See, I thought... That was my mistake. When we first walked in, I thought maybe it was.
No, you know, Frida likes, like, those Austin Powers, you know, slash Dead or Alive.
Yeah, well, it was a very hip bar.
And by Dead or Alive, I don't mean your status. I mean, of course...
Group.
I mean, that fantastic group. You spin me round and round like a record, baby.
Super!
So we go into this place, and Frida's already given me the rundown. Now, when we get in here, you're going to have to tell them who you are. Now, do you have $25 in your pocket? Because you might have to tip the guy. I said, I'm not going to walk up and tell some guy who I am and give him
to get
money
the VIP
to get to the VIP
upstairs, right?
So as soon as we walk into this joint, first off, we have to ask, are you open?
Because
there's no one there. And they
right.
say yes. And Frida says, very like a mouse, she goes, in the VIP area upstairs? The guy says, go on up. Help yourself. So after all of this hype, we get up there, and I'm sitting there, and I said there. So
what time is this on a Friday, on a Saturday night?
This is quarter till seven.
Quarter till seven.
Quarter till seven. Yeah. And I said, well, do you want to go somewhere else? And she said, well, the thing is, there's not a lot of people here, but this is such a cool place. I said, but is it cool because you like it, or is it cool because you want to be cool around other people that you think are cool,
right?
And then she started arguing with Buzz, and I never got back to that point with her.
Mm-hmm.
That uh-huh. the argument between
well, my, a debate really a healthy debate.
Well, you know, I told you to watch it. I just told you to watch it. We were talking about the Regis guy,
uh-huh.
the Mike Elston on the Regis show,
right?
Right, and Buzz mentioned he had taped it, and I said, "Great, bring it in. We'll play it on the air on Monday." And then Frida said. She started with me. She said, what is your fascination with Regis Philbin?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I like watching the show. You know, everything I've said here.
Right.
I like watching the show. She said, well, you're no better than someone that calls your show and you think is just a radio file. And I said, well, no, you know, I'm in the broadcasting business, kind of, and I like
watching. Regis has given us good material.
I like watching it, and
yeah, I took his side.
I enjoy the interplay. And then as soon as Buzz took my side, Frida says to him, but that's nothing to compare it the way that you are with David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Frida just openly attacking Buzz.
Right.
And I said, I don't want this tonight. And at this point.
So both your wives were attacking the different husbands.
Yeah, I don't think Marcia attacked me.
No, I don't believe so.
Not particularly. I mean, once in a while there was just a snide comment made.
Right, maybe she'd use you to get to me.
I would think, yeah. I think really it was both wives ganging up on Buzz,
mm-hmm.
you know, which ended up being okay with me.
and because you weren't in the headlights.
Right, so anyway, we get past the arguing there, and then, as you say, spirited mm-hmm. debate.
Yeah,
and
right.
We get to the restaurant and we have dinner, and then my wife says this, and this is the best part of this, is what I'm leading up to, and this has nothing to do with our anniversary mm-hmm. or our time with Buzz or anything, although great card that Buzz sent us
mm-hmm.
With a picture from when we still lived in Chicago, like obviously over 20 years ago, because Frida is just pregnant with Bart
right
in this photo, and we both just look dorky as hell taken to Buzz's house so many years ago. On the way to dinner, Frida says to me in the car, I gotta tell you something. But I can't tell you because you'll want to talk about it on the air.
Right.
And I said, I hate it when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, just tell me, whatever it is, I promise I won't talk about it. Now, Buzz, you were there. How long did this give and take go for?
Oh, 5 to 10 minutes, I would say, to be fair. Yeah, I think the discussion on whether or not you would honor the...
So finally, I say to her, listen, I swear on my kid's life, thinking it's going to be, you know, what the hell could it be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me what it is. And yeah. She says, okay. And now the only reason I'm telling you this now is that she talked with our neighbor, who the story is about, and the neighbor said it's okay to talk about it.
Okay.
I think it's weird. And there's other stuff from this anniversary night that we went out that I can't talk about, but I also
yeah.
think is equally weird. But
I agree.
I've not even asked Frida for any guidance on that.
Yeah, no sense bothering, really,
because
that's how good it is.
Because I think... Let me just say, there's a lot of people with a lot of funny relationships out there.
Really?
That's all I want to say.
Interesting.
We did some socializing. Oh, come on, worry. We did some socializing after we had gone out to dinner on the way back home. We stopped at a friend's house, and...
Buzz, do you have a TV commercial that's running, like, on DirecTV now?
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
for some cable modem... thing.
Oh, if it is, that's an old one. I haven't recorded anything recently.
I got all excited because I heard you on like regular DirecTV over the weekend.
Hello. Wow, very cool.
Yeah, your voice. Your booming pipes.
That's excellent. I'll have to look into that.
I'll ask you which one it was, but I'd have to, you know, I don't want to give them a shameless plug.
Come on now, wife. Wife, come on. Hello, waiting on you. Need some help here. Wife, what's wrong with this? I'm dialing the number. La la. La la.
Hmm.
There you go. Number dialed. Where are you, darling? Because these are your friends.
Doesn't seem to be making any sound at all.
Perhaps the equipment is wrong.
Let me try right now. Either way, call in. If you're listening, honey, call in. Because I'm going to talk about your crazy friends. No, these. Oh, there she is. Oh, there she is. Hi, honey.
Number?
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can hear you now.
There she is.
You don't know your own number?
I was trying you on the cell. I thought you were out.
I told you I'd be home, darling.
All right, I'll call you right back.
Huh?
I'll call you right back on a hard line.
What are you on?
I'll call you on a hard line.
On your hard line at home.
I'm on my hard line at home.
She called you.
Okay, right.
That's great.
Mike, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Appreciate it. So your friends, the neighbors.
Yes. Well, back up just a few minutes. You know, first of all, when we were in that bar that was, it was empty, I said to you, why don't we go somewhere that is more crowded, like right across the street? And you said, no, I like it like this.
Oh, I said, I like what you like. You
no,
picked,
that's
you picked
not
the place.
Me, Elvis, you like having the entire place to yourself.
Yeah, which we did.
Well, maybe I said that, but still,
yeah.
It was your choice.
It was my choice.
Because it's your evening, my lady.
Yeah, but don't say that. Just make me. God, all right, never mind. Make me sound like an idiot. That's okay.
All right, well, you know, that's not bad. If you want me to retract that, I'll retract that.
Thank you.
It's a great place.
And listen, here's the thing. So she says, I can't tell you this thing from around the air. So finally she tells me. And then I say, oh, that's too bad because I really want to hear it. And
I want to tell you funny stories about my neighbors because I told you if you talk about anything about neighbors, that we have to move.
And Buzz, that's why we can't talk about the party we went to afterwards.
I understand.
Yeah, that's not.
You can't even talk about that.
You can't even talk about not talking about things.
Right. Okay. So anyway, here's what she says about the crazy neighbors.
It's not crazy. It was just...
That's my take. Now, didn't she say I could talk about it?
Yes, but you...
You said she said you.
The crazy neighbors. You didn't say call them names.
But I thought you said that she told you she thought it was crazy.
Well, she thought it was funny.
Okay, well, I heard crazy.
The funny neighbors.
Okay, then. Our funny neighbors.
What
How's
have
that?
The neighbors done?
Okay. Now, in an effort to have male bonding,
yeah.
What they do is, they apparently, and they did this on Saturday, and this guy lives down the street from me, he and a bunch of his male friends from work or wherever.
No, it's a group they belong to.
Okay. They what they do is, some of them dress in camouflage. And some of them wear big Indian headdresses. And
some
they
had blackface on.
Some had blackface on.
Ooh.
And they paint Indian stuff on their face and blackface. And they take the boys out, just boys and their fathers, for a weekend of what they call bonding. Now, there are many questions.
Are you talking about blackface or camouflage?
No, blackface.
And this brings me to the part of this story that I found, I would say, questionable, but I enjoyed.
It's historical and informational.
That's why you're here, to give the other side.
Instructional.
So, I'm hearing about this. I'm hearing about dads wearing camouflage and dads wearing Indian headdresses and painting their faces and dads dressing in blackface and bringing their kids out to the woods for bonding.
No, it was a leadership thing.
Okay, but it's a male bonding
male
thing,
bonding,
correct?
Leadership instructional.
Now, apparently this is
instructional about what?
Well, Mike, it
history.
Is the best I can understand. Yeah, history. A walk through time.
I see no one's really gotten the details on this.
Well, here's
and they built a bridge out there.
Yeah, and they also put up these signs, of which the wife, who will go nameless, was nice enough to tear down from the trees and allow me to bring in and read to you today.
Mm-hmm.
These are signs that the dads put up with their kids. And as you can see, Mike, the font is definitely from around, you know, prior to Abe Lincoln time.
It's a copy of a sign from those days.
Pre-Civil War.
And the first sign says, $150 reward. Ran away from the subscriber on the night of Monday, the 11th July. A Negro man named Tom, 30 years of age, 5 feet 6 or 7 inches high, of dark color, heavy in the chest, several of his jaw teeth out, and upon his body are several old marks of the whip, one of them straight down the back. Then you have this one. Caution, colored people of Boston, one and all. You are hereby respectfully cautioned and advised to avoid conversing with the watchmen and police officers of Boston. They are empowered to set as kidnappers and slave capturers. Shun them at every possible manner, as many hounds are on your track to find the most unfortunate of your race.
Wow.
And here's a nice little picture that goes along with the next sign that has a little picture of a blackface guy being hung. Public notice this day was committed to the custody of the sheriff of Randolph County, state of Illinois, as runaway, a Negro man who calls himself Martin Barker, 43 years of age, 5 feet 9, scar over his right eye, and also one on his right leg above his ankle. His appearance active. His make and appearance active. He states he once belonged to Lewis Barker of Pope County. If any person has legal claim to him, they're required to exhibit the same and pay all charges. And then you have just one more.
Real old historical signs that were posted in the woods this weekend.
Okay, I think I'm beginning to get it.
One more. $20 reward. $20 reward. Run away from the subscriber. On the 22nd December last, his Negro man, Martin, age 23 years. He has a pleasing countenance, round face, quick-spoken, and can tell a very plausible story. He's a shining black, stout built, with large limbs, short fingers, and small feet.
It was historical, and the
toe next to his great toe has been mashed off. The above reward will be paid on his delivery to me at any jail in North Carolina.
Okay, just showing what men of different ages went through, maybe, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, well, obviously they're recreating what the slaves endured in this country. And it sounds like it is an education. That's what I would think.
Well, I have many, many questions, though, that go beyond the Negro signs. My questions were the dads wearing camouflage, dads wearing blackface, dads wearing, like, Chief Z with the Redskins, full...
Well, what are they doing? I mean, what exactly...
Full headdress.
Are they recreating... What happened during the slave days, or what?
They had different stations where you would get different lessons. And at one point, they're building suspension bridge. They're doing the camouflage and what it takes to, if you're in the military, to lead men. It was a leadership thing. And then they spend the night out there and they sing around the campfire and that sort of thing.
And where does the slavery element come in? Are they teaching it, are they teaching what happened, or what?
I don't know what the particular lesson is.
This is the thing. We had this discussion on Saturday. Nobody can figure out exactly what the point of that one is.
It's an odd...
I don't know what the point of the camouflage is, except when we were walking, I asked the man in camouflage, what's the deal with the camouflage? And so then that part was explained to me. And so I'm sure if I'd asked the man in the blackface...
Listen, all I know is that for all of these dads... And I risk the... I don't want to get anybody mad who's in my neighborhood, but, hey, dudes, if you really want to do that, take your kid paintballing. Or do what most families do. Go to SeaWorld.
Yeah. I know, you bond over the Simpsons. Different people have different ways.
In fairness to whoever did this, I don't think anybody has... you guys don't have any idea what happened. So, I mean, nobody knows what's going on.
No, we don't.
I'm dying of curiosity because I've never heard of anything like this.
Doesn't it seem like an odd theme for teaching leadership? And if next weekend another group reenact 1939 Germany? I mean, what exactly are we benefiting from?
I'd love to find out. I'm filled with questions about this.
And listen, the thing that I didn't want to say to anybody, but I'm going to say it. Isn't it kind of deliverancy for just fathers and sons to go out in the woods together
No, Mr. Paranoid. Fathers and sons go out camping together all the time.
I know, but not in groups with other father and sons.
Have you ever heard of the Boy Scouts?
We need a mission statement.
You ever heard of the Catholic Church?
They're not camping, darling.
We need a mission statement.
Yeah.
That's what they. I'm sure they have a mission statement.
Listen, maybe when you talk to this interesting neighbor, you can find out some more information from her.
You know what? I know they would have liked it if you had wanted to join. As a matter of fact,
if I wanted to join,
listen to me.
If I wanted to join, right?
Would you? Slow down. Listen to me. He did ask before all this if Bart was interested.
Yeah, first off, no cable TV.
It sounds like what
that's
they're
the
doing
same for me and Bart.
Might be a combination of Outward Bound and Civil War recreation. That's what it sounds like.
Sounds hinky, Mike. Just sounds hinky.
That's why I brought it up in the limo, because I knew you would get...
And what's the deal? Come on. You know how you bond with your kid? You sit down with your kid. You go, how you doing, Johnny? You doing okay? All right, go have a good day. Get out of here. Have a good day. That's how you bond with your kid.
Cats in the cradle.
You don't put on... What did you say?
I said, that's right, cats in the cradle.
That's right, mother, who's not taking her son to college because you're fighting with him.
No, you know what? To back up on that, I will take him if you want me to.
No, he doesn't want you to.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't mind because I do feel bad you're going to have to do that turnaround trip.
That's okay. I'm only doing it because he doesn't want you to go.
He wouldn't mind. I went with him to the movies last night. I know you did.
That was wonderful you went to the movies last night. I don't know.
And he told me he had a good time with me.
Okay, I'm glad that I was happy last night to hear that.
All right,
that you were going to go to a movie.
Yeah, don't get into our family because you only got 3 hours today.
Okay, I won't.
Is there any chance, just for a little closure, that at some point you could find out what this group is all about?
I will give my husband the phone number and.
Oh, see, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to call. I don't know these people.
Well, that's your fault.
I barely know her enough to say hello to her on the street, honey.
Well, you know, I would think if this gets back to them that perhaps they would contact you and say, this is what this is all about.
Yeah, I don't.
Especially if it was something that they wanted other people to be involved with.
Well, you can hope for that. Maybe that'll happen.
Why don't you just ask her the next time you're having your husband-hating club out on the street when all you women get together and plot about poisoning us.
No, it's mostly son-hating, but husband-hating is not our mission. That only comes in second.
I would assume that the guys in blackface were probably reenacting the slaves that were being, you know, chased through the woods or something like that.
And hello there, boys!
And, like, the guys that were wearing the headdresses were trying to hunt them, you know, assist them or something like that.
That's good. And if you had a son, would you want to do that? You think that's normal?
I wouldn't want anybody to do anything unless I knew everything about it. I have very little information. So you think they're going into the woods and squealing?
No, they looked very happy, and nobody was scared when we walked by. And no one was silently mouthing, help me. It was fun.
All right, I think it's nutty. That's all I want to say. It's nutty, Mike. I'll do some recon.
This is like, you know what, this reminds me of the Burbs.
I will try to. I'll try to find out more about this.
Ask the doctor.
But keep in mind,
you got to go over to their house. You know, sneak in through the basement like they do on the Burbs.
No. You don't. See, here's the thing. Man, and I wish I wasn't this way. I am so goddamn antisocial that on Saturday, I had to run out to the big crisis Saturday. This is funny. I just want to say, Mike, with all the talk that I did about you, your gambling last week.
Yes.
Tell me what you would think of a man who would present himself to you in this fashion.
Right.
I got some errands to do on Saturday. One of my weekly errands, is to go to the liquor store.
Right.
I go to the liquor store at 10 a.m. Now, I'm not going to drink at 10 a.m. I'm not going to drink it until 5 p.m. But
that's when they take the closed sign, turn it around to open.
They do now. Imagine my surprise when I went to my particular liquor store and it was closed. And it was not closed because of a time malfunction. It's like gone out of business. So I call my wife.
You know how that's possible in any economic times.
I call her in a panic and I say, oh my God, the place is closed. The ABC store and the Virginia liquor store is closed. She says, settle down.
Breathe deeply.
Go to the one all the way out on Route 7. So I said, okay, now I'm making like an extra 25-minute drive on Saturday morning with all the idiots that are going to the Burlington Coat Factory and everything else out there.
Right.
I get there, I park my car, I go to the door, and the sign says open. I go to the door, and it's like this.
Clank.
and
there's jarring the glass.
There's a guy inside the store, right? And I'm still on the door, pulling the door, like, hey, hello. And he comes over and he looks at me like, hi, alcoholic. Hey, how you doing, drinking problem? And he says, we open at 11.
Oh.
Open at 11.
Wow.
And I said, oh, and I look at my watch and I swear to God, the guy says, that's 30 minutes. Can you wait? Yeah, I guess I can wait, dude. I mean, you know, I did.
Aren't they supposed to all open at the same time?
Mm-mm. And then I went to another one, to my emergency one, and that one didn't open until 11.
Oh, it must be the standard time. Did you go back to your other one, maybe, and think that maybe they opened at 11?
No, I went back later that afternoon because, you know, and plus I needed the booze.
Right.
I went back to the first one, which it turns out is closed for remodeling.
Oh.
Then I went.
What a relief.
Thank God. Ooh. Then I went to the second one. Able to get my fabulous nectar.
I did.
I told you I go out and buy what I need.
You don't want to be in that position though, but have a spare.
Pardon me?
You have a spare bottle.
I do. I always buy two bottles.
And you drink two bottles a week?
No, but I go every 2 weeks and I buy two bottles.
That wouldn't be that big a deal.
Because when I go, when I...
Buy three.
If I bought three, I'd probably drink two.
Yeah, that's...
Two bottles a week. Elton John used to do two a day.
Anyway, that was my anniversary weekend. And outside of the crazy neighbors and the stuff that I can't even bring up from the other thing, we had a very good time with Buzz and Marcia, our friends of much more than 20 years.
I don't think I offended you, did I, Buzz?
No, never. I thought we had a great spirited discussion that I enjoyed, and then there was, you know, the snuggling in the limo.
Yeah, we were in that.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Well, and you.
Well, that was... Listen, here
we go. I didn't snuggle with Marcia for the first time when we went out, but, you know, she's got that little pot belly now, so...
Yeah. Oh, God.
Here's what's going on in the car on the way back home, okay?
Sex?
No. Marcia is, and this is now, get ready, kids, adultery at its finest,
mm-hmm.
holding my hand.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Buzz, Mr. Fingers, Mr. Roman Fingers, he's like rubbing up against my wife's legs, and you, incidentally, you're not doing anything to stop it. You're like, oh, Buzz, I'm so cold, and you're so warm. Keep rubbing up against me and make me good and warm. Yeah.
So.
I like to think that's what led to the invitation to spend the night.
You did. hold on, one more from Buzz. I remember his greeting when Frida came down, because Buzz and Marsh arrived a little early. Frida was getting cleaned
right.
up, so we chatted for a while. As soon as he saw her, he said, hello, gorgeous.
Okay. Somebody's watching their waist.
Thanks, ass. Oh, God. Did you just get a dig in?
Whoa.
What? Did you just get a dig in at your wife?
I'm sorry, what?
Somebody's watching
wow.
her waist.
I'm kidding, of course.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Imagine that. Marcia, thin as she is, and she's...
You're going to put her in, like, a hospital.
Mary-Kate Olsen, or one of the Olsen twins.
Seriously,
I know.
No, just kidding.
So we had a great time, a great weekend.
You know what? I know that I've been taking care of myself because the cleaning lady put one of Bart's shirts in my drawer. Didn't think it was yours. Didn't think it was Bart's. Thought the shirt was my shirt, and it's the one that says "Welcome to the Gun Show" with the arrows pointing at the arms.
Oh, that's Bart.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm looking.
There you
well,
go.
That's Bart. Yeah, that's Bart's Anchorman shirt. All right, baby. Love you.
All right.
Oh, and countdown, incidentally, 5 days.
Oh, yeah. See you in 6 months, though, my darling.
What?
Oh.
It's football season.
Oh, that's right.
It sure
nice,
is.
When your Bart goes back to school, world
that's
will
right.
be peaceful again.
Her son and her husband disappear the same weekend.
Yeah.
I will be happy. All right. Love
All
you.
Right.
I'll
love
see you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
So that's it, as we begin our 24th year of service together.
Of service.
My wife and I, 24 blissful years. And Mike, I will get the information from the neighbor.
Oh, I am, please, dying with
the
curiosity.
You've now been married 3 days longer than you haven't been married.
Thank Rob, you,
Rob.
As always,
here's a ray of sunshine for you.
Thanks for helping me turn that around. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh. Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome! What? You just took one in the jugular, man! Whoa! Yes! Is this bad? You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
No, we didn't. New secret sound today worth $100. Also today, the other mommy from Trading Spouses, Lisa Bowers, she has the hot and fat kids.
Yes, from beautiful Springfield, Massachusetts.
Tomorrow on the show, a guy named Dan who wants to be called Santa Claus.
I'm excited about that.
Also, Jane Shane tomorrow from East Style Network. Then Wednesday, right there, Huey Lewis.
Yeah, Huey.
On the show, and Jill Spaulding, she's a playmate in O2. She's the one that's writing the expose about Hef and the Grotto.
Not all too flattering about Hugh Hefner.
So we got some good stuff coming up in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the problem, Mike, with the truncated show, and why I'm just feeling the need to get everything, and even off the air, I'm throwing stuff at Mike like, man, I saw this over the weekend. I saw this because I'm not going to be
purging. You're purging.
I'm not going to be able to tell you off the air,
right?
All this stuff, like, I got to be the only guy in the world that happened to be watching the NFL channel on Saturday when they were interviewing Frank Gifford, and he brought up Tubby Cody,
oh,
and.
Wow.
You know, I don't blame the kid. I mean, I'm surprised he's not a heroin addict already with Gif.
Well, as you mentioned to me, he's only 13 now.
Only 13, and the dad like got mad at him on TV because Gif is sitting there with Rich Eisen, and Rich Eisen says, tell me something, who do you think's the best running back of all time? And fat Cody Gifford just kind of stands there, and then old man Gif turns around and says, I swear it's quote, he's talking to you, boy. So it was an awkward moment. But I would normally throw that in at some point during the show, but
you're
now,
so old, Dad.
Because we are just running because of this 3-hour thing today. I don't know if I'm going to have time to. Boy, I'm looking at you know. God damn, why do so many good things happen over the weekend?
Because that's what weekends are for.
Okay, before any of that, they had a Scrabble tournament, a national Scrabble tournament.
Super.
And, as it turns out, you may have seen this on the news on Friday, someone tried to use the word les. And they decided that that's banned.
Yes.
Now, let me ask
you. Was it L-E-S or L-E-Z?
It was L-E-Z. Now, I would spell it L-E-S. You know, like,
I would think that would be the proper,
The Isle of Lesbos.
Since this happened, and this was, I guess, a big deal, this, whatever this dumb Scrabble tournament is.
Every year, this year in New Orleans.
And they've now, this is not a joke, these are words banned from Scrabble. So if you are a Scrabble aficionado,
right.
The thought is you should ban these from your games at home.
Well, if basically you're going to play the game properly, I would take the national competition words and ban them from your own private game.
Okay, well, a lot of the words we can't say on the radio, even with what we used to do. Wow. So I'll give you some now. Could you, like, for instance, the F-bomb is on there.
Now, see, I've played Scrabble and used the F-bomb. Liberally.
They've had to put that at Mike. Also, F-bomb-ers, F-bomb with an ED, F-bomb with an ING.
Well, why don't we just put the game away then?
Okay, here we go. This is now official. Banned from Scrabble.
Scrabble tournament.
The ones I can read to you. Arse. A-R-S-E.
Wrong. It's wonderful, and it's a term used in Old England.
Like, this is A to B, so you got to bear with me now.
Okay.
A-holes. Bad ass. Badass. Ballsy. I can't do it with his voice. Ballsy. Ballsier. Ballsiest.
Okay.
Bazooms.
Oh, come on. Now, what's going to be next? Consobulators?
A BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Booby. Bubbies. Which is, I guess, a word for breasts. Bubbies. B-U-B-B-I-E-S.
No, it's if you're having your two Jewish grandmothers over for the weekend.
That's right.
Well, maybe so.
My bubbies are coming.
Well, you can't use it. And you're going to find there's lots of ethnic and religious words that you can't use anyway. Not that you would want to use some of them, but, for instance, I'm sure we're all agreed, B-S. B-S-ing, B-S-ed. Okay, you can't use
all
that.
All versions of that.
I know this one kills Rob. Coloreds.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it anymore in Scrabble. C word, of course.
And all the derivatives?
They only have one derivative. It's a plural.
ING.
Yeah, the gerund.
Okay.
Love the gerund.
How about Dago? Now, Dago, they have three different spellings, incidentally.
Really?
I would have it D-A-G-O.
D-A-G-O, yes, sir.
They have it with an E. D-A-G-O-E. And then they have Dagos, which doesn't have the E. It's just D-A-G-O-S. Then you have Darky, also. You can't use that.
Right.
Darkies. And then you have Darky, spelled the other way. D-A-R-K-Y and D-A-R-K-I-E.
All disqualified.
Then you have lots of words that start with the vice president's first name.
Okay.
Okay. I won't go through all of those. You also can no longer use...
Can I, just before you move on, is less in there added to the vice president?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not, Mike. No,
I can always find a way. That's why I win at Scrabble.
Yeah. Let me see. Dyke. Not allowed.
Oh, come now.
Fag. Faggotry. Faggotries. Faggoty. Faggy. Fart. Farted. Farting. Farts.
A guy, you know, I heard a guy use fart on the evening news. It was either the evening news or the...
Was it Dan Rather? I heard him the other day. Excuse me. That was a gigantic fart. I
know he called himself an old fart. It might have been... I think it might have been CNN.
Wow.
Then you have... Now, here's one.
And she said, speak for yourself.
Now, a lot of these, you can, you know, they're politically correct, a lot of these. Like, for instance, fatso. Fatso is no longer an acceptable word in Scrabble.
No longer an acceptable word, but one of the greatest movies ever made.
Also, fatsos, and fatsos spelled with an E and without an E.
Hey, fatso!
Now, don't forget about frig. Can't use frig.
What the frig's wrong with that?
Frigged, frigging, or fricks. And then you get the F word. I've gone through that. There's also...
Oh, man, you know what I think.
F word ER.
Friggin' nightmare.
F word UP. F word UPS. Then you... A gangbang, you can't do that. You can't do goy. You can't do goim. You can't do goys.
Wow.
You can't do gringo. You can't do honky. And they've spelled it many different ways. The Elton John Honky Cat way.
Mm-hmm. Right, as H-O-N-K-Y.
Yeah, and then they have H-O-N-K-E-Y.
Oh, E-Y.
Followed by H-O-N-K-I-E.
Honky.
You cannot use in Scrabble honky honkies.
Honky honky.
You can't use hunkies. You can't use Jew, Jude, Jewing, or Jews. Now who would want to put this? And this is all, you can find this, go to like Scrabble.com.
Yeah, right. These are real rules.
Who would put the word jigaboo?
No, that's horrible.
Oh, I know.
And that's banned. Stay away from the microphone.
You can't use
all seven tiles.
Go away, he gets excited, he runs.
And you've got, let me see, Kike, Les. Oh, Les. Mm-hmm. And again, it's L-E-Z.
Or L-E-S?
Nope.
Just L-E-Z. L-E-Z, okay.
And for Lezzies, it's L-E-Z-Z-I-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Lezzy with a Y. Then you have Mick, for the Irish, I guess, or Mix. And no, Rob, I don't think it's the same with Les Moonves.
That's a proper
I don't think
name.
So. I don't think so.
Well, Les would be L-E-S, too, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Fix the nose.
Then you have...
Fix the nose.
Nance. For whatever word, that has nothing to do with
guys.
Dance.
I'm really upset about the idea of that not being in the game.
Nancy. Nancy's.
Wait, Nancy's a proper name. That has to be in Scrabble.
Well, the proper names aren't allowed.
Right, and you can't.
Proper names aren't allowed, that's right.
And you're using it like when we do with Jim Nance. We call him Nancy, we're calling him.
Don't be a Nancy. Right.
Then you've got, the N word. That they're all over that. Then you've got Nookie. Can't use Nookie. You can't use, when you go to the bathroom, it starts with a P. There's all kinds of different variations, that word. Both the word,
both your double E.
Both your double E and your double S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Your I double S, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's all out. But they do have a lot of great, variations on that.
Well, I would suggest for a weekend game of Scrabble in the privacy of your own home, you know, take all the racial terms out. Go along with that, but keep all the real dirty words in.
Oh, Michael, pom poms. You can't use that. Poofs,
no.
Poofy, popish, redneck, sheeny, shiksa. Then all of the S words. My God, so many S words, including head. heads,
heel,
idiot.
Is heel in there? I'm asking a valid question. I'm going to get
hold
around.
Hold on, hold on. Yes.
It's in there?
Yes, it is. Right after head.
They're killing me.
Then you have spick, spelled two ways.
Right.
With a C and then with a CK.
Right.
And then you also have spick, S-P-I-K,
mm-hmm.
squaw, turd, and turds.
Mm-hmm.
A very funny word that we can't say anymore.
Mm.
I don't know what the problem is, but we can't say the word
anymore.
Okay,
very good.
Then you have wet back. Whitey, WAP,
mm-hmm.
and YID. Those are your...
So they're taking... They're obviously doing a lot of racial editing here.
Right.
Yeah, this is...
derogatory racial terminology.
Ethnic.
But here's the thing. What kid is going to be playing Scrabble on ESPN or whatever channel mm-hmm. they're on, and you know it's on TV. Okay, he's going for the win, and the word is... YID.
Yeah.
That's the winning word. Yeah, I don't...
You wouldn't see that happen.
In that situation...
They didn't expect Les either,
now,
but there it was.
This tournament down in New Orleans, is
yeah.
this isn't televised, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes,
okay.
It is televised.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'd like to see the ruling on that one.
Just like the spelling bee. Imagine that.
Wow, anybody pass out like that one kid with the spelling bee?
That's too great.
Wow. The kid that went down.
Hello, Mark. Don and Mike show. These are all Scrabble players now. Mark.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I understand the derivation of choosing different words for spellings for Dago. The D-A-G-O is for the common population. The D-A-G-O-E is for Dan Quayle.
Okay, all right, funny guy. Get out of here.
Everybody's trying.
Oh, here's Cheryl the Big Dyke, speaking of Les.
Hey.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey guys,
I'm feeling
very left out.
Yeah, I can no longer reference you when playing Scrabble because not only was Les not there, but Dyke is no longer accepted, Cheryl.
But I'm a Coke Dyke Les kid, and I'm dating a Shiksa that listens to your show, so I'm screwed all around. I can't even freaking play the game anymore.
Lock your Scrabble up in the closet, Cheryl.
Yes, I want Scrabble to come out of the closet, though, Mike.
Hey, Cheryl, you know what I saw on TV a couple of weeks ago, maybe longer, excuse me if it was. How come we didn't get your report from the Gay Pride Parade this year?
Well, because I sort of did one for you, but I you guys were busy with a lot of other things, and I didn't want to bog you down. I figured I would wait.
Hold on. Do you have a tape of you at the Gay Pride Parade?
Well, I went for about 5 or 6 minutes, and then I was afraid I was asking questions that couldn't go on this new version of the show, so I wanted to get a better briefing from you guys because I didn't want to get you guys in trouble.
But you see, you could bring the tape back. We could beep out the tape
and edit it.
If, you know, all the...
Well, why don't we make a date for next year?
All the gays were funny.
Yeah, next year just go ahead and we'll edit it if we have to.
Please.
Did you have a lot of funny gays, funny homos?
There were a lot of funny homos, and a lot of the questions were around, do you want to, you know, if you were got the right to get married, would you be the husband or the wife? And, of course, I was asking two men that question.
That would have been great.
Girl.
Been
great.
All right,
I'll do it next year.
Thank you.
Can I do one quick shout-out?
Sure.
Barry's Radio in Fairfax, they gave me a discount to repair my radio in my car because I am Cheryl the Big Dyke, and they said any other Big Dykes that listen to Don and Mike that want to get their radios repaired will get a 10% discount. And I thought that was...
That's wonderful.
There you
very
go.
Nice.
It's all the love for you guys, you know.
Who says it doesn't pay to be a Big Dyke listening to the Don
amen,
and Mike show?
Amen, brother.
All right, Cheryl.
Happy anniversary to you, Mike. Don, I'm sorry. Not
thank
Mike.
You.
Not happy anniversary to you. That was really bad.
That's true.
But happy anniversary to you, Don.
Thank you,
and,
darling.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you later.
Okay,
bye,
care,
Cheryl.
Bye. There goes Cheryl the Big Dyke.
What Cheryl doesn't know is I celebrate all of them.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scam. That's Jody, one more Scrabble call. Jody.
Hi. Hey, I have an answer to why you can't use Nancy's for Scrabble.
Why?
Because a Nancy is a French male transvestite prostitute.
All right. Hi, friends.
This show is so educational.
Yeah. Hi, friends. Welcome to Paris. This is Jim Nancy.
What is it once again? Nancy is what?
A French male transvestite prostitute.
All right, Jim Nance from CBS Sports. All right, Jody, thank you for the call. We got to go.
Anytime, bye.
See you later. Thanks
that's
for the
great.
Call. I take more phone calls here on a phone scan.
That's fantastic.
Our number 877-365-3636.
Bonjour.
Canada, 800-636-1067. So your main number, 800-800-877. We play the tape all the time.
Yeah.
Call now. Phone scan next, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't forget a thing like Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't going to happen.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go, coming to you from WJFK FM, Washington, D.C. Here's some of the stations. Oh, this would be a 10-year... 10-year affiliate. 10 years of indifference. Portland, Maine.
Yeah!
970 WZAM.
That's my favorite.
In Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin. X 100.5. About Lafayette, Louisiana, KBOL. And Fresno.
Fresno.
KKDG. 105.9. Some of the 44 stations that are currently carrying this show.
And soon to be more.
That's what they tell me, Mike.
Absolutely. I'm going on it this time.
Yeah. Phone scan 877-365-3636.
All right.
Here we go. Your calls. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
I have a question for Captain America.
Yes, sir.
I know that you do the voices great. You do Clinton, you do Bush. Does Kerry and Edwards have to win the election before you start doing those
two? No, and it is a challenge to do John Kerry. But I am working on him as we speak, and I will try to get the raspiness in my voice. And really, if you're going to do John Kerry,
we will change. What's the slogan?
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Yeah, but what's this? There's a slogan though. It's you know, we're ready for change, or time for change, or
time for change. The times they are a changing. That's it, really, senatorial speak.
Isn't it changes?
Oh, you can tell, sir, that it's not quite there, but it will be.
You'll
there.
Get it.
And as far as John Edwards, give me a weekend. Listen, I mean, because John Edwards is just like that.
Here, John.
Hi, we're at Wendy's. Has anybody ever wondered what this thing is on my left?
I swear to God, before you said that, I was going to bring that up. I saw it on 60 Minutes, and I've seen it again over the weekend.
Well, you see, I have the high def like you have the high def, and HDNet, which is a wonderful high-definition network. Uh-huh. They covered the convention gavel-to-gavel.
I know they did.
And I don't know whether he had it covered up or whether it's like supposed to be there, whether it's a mole.
I believe it's there.
Do you think it's a permanent thing?
At first I thought it was a pimple.
Right.
And that perhaps someone with like a knitting needle.
I thought it was a tad herpetic when I looked at it first.
Should pop it. But I believe it's been there.
Well, may I say, on behalf of all the Democrats in our constituency, have it removed.
Because let's be honest, as I've pointed out, John Kerry's not a handsome man.
No.
We are not going to win the Tom Cruise vote this time.
That's right. I do believe that John Kerry will have a better chance of winning the election if he changes to raise his name to Lily.
Hello? Hello? Lily?
Of course, Eddie.
That would make Tom Gavin happy. Because Lily's married to Human Monster.
Human Monster. Yes, on the Monsters.
Human Monster. Hello, Don and Mike. Line 10. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don, Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I got a question for you. Can you guys be bribed?
My goodness, sorry,
hey,
we can't.
Wow. We not only can we not talk, but that's got nothing to do with indecency.
Yeah.
We can't even mention the ratings.
No, we're not allowed to talk about that anymore.
I got to disconnect you. Our company won't even let us say the word anymore.
I know.
We had to read in the newspaper to find out we had great ratings.
Yes. Now, you know what the thing is? We didn't have enough restrictions.
Hello, Don and my show. Hello.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering, what happened to Satan?
Oh, he's still here.
He's here. He usually comes. Actually, Satan does come around during football season.
Yeah. Just chill out. It'll be there.
He's always around.
Sir. Okay?
All right.
Okay, see you.
Bye.
You know, John Kerry, Satan. Don, aren't we giving away enough
Hello?
Every day?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, you fat bastards.
You know, some days that goes and some days that doesn't go. And pal, I got news for you. Today, are you there?
She out of here.
Yeah, not one of those days.
Yeah.
Hello, Don.
Ah.
Hey. Hello.
How's it going?
Hi, brainless idiot. I mean, I'm just showing. Sure.
How does it feel?
I'm certainly, you know, I bet you're probably brainless, but you're not an idiot.
No, not at all.
No.
Or maybe you're neither. Or maybe you're both.
I'm just calling about the Madden.
Oh, he was both.
Oh, hey, Mike. No, he goes to genius scale with me. He's right up there with Tom Edison.
No, he was like me the other night watching the world's giant blender on the big show.
But
did you see any of that?
I'm getting my copy tonight.
I saw the greatest television show that I believe I have ever seen.
Mike, now you are really going to narrowcast because nobody knows this channel, but let me just tell you.
It doesn't matter if you know the channel or not. It's the programming.
I've seen it. It's on Discovery HD Theater. I saw the guy.
Brilliant is the word I used.
It's a big fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt.
Watched it with my kids this morning. We watched every minute of it. The kids loved it. I loved it. Huge, big, obese, I mean really morbidly obese guy.
And like the
show's name is big.
He needs to be in a 4XL.
Oh, easily.
They put him in a 2X.
Right.
So that it's just kind of fat on him, and they have a blender where they put 1,000 pounds of ice, 1,000 pounds of bananas.
Yeah, but the whole show is like a Monster Garage show where they put together the blender with all these experts, including a guy that builds motorcycles, an artist, a design guy, an engine guy, and they really go into great detail on how they're going to make this super-sized blender, and then they make a giant smoothie. My God, it was fantastic.
I saw a promo for this. Does the guy ever broadcast when he's not out of breath?
No.
He's always out of breath?
But he's a great fat guy, and he does all the things. Like, at one point, he does this little slow-motion dance, like he's showing. He's simulating the motion of the blender, and they slow it down, and you see the fat and the jowls like going back and forth. And then at the end, they make the big smoothie, and, you know, my kids are just loving this, as we made smoothies after this, I swear to God. And you see the guy, and he takes the big, they pour it out of this big spigot into a regular blender.
And he drinks it right out of the blender.
And he drinks it
all over his chin.
It was great.
I saw.
God, it was great. Now, is this a series where they're going to have other big things they make that are normally small?
I believe on Discovery Channel, yeah, that's one of the new shows.
God!
And I've seen an infomercial now more than once. And I think, Rob, I know you love infomercials because you do one. This one is particularly idiotic. And if anybody is into it, I'd be curious to know. It's the stock market one,
okay,
where you go to a seminar and they give you a program for your computer, and according to the infomercial, which I actually watched a couple times, it's simply red lights and green lights. For some reason, you put the information into the computer, into whatever
this is. I would assume red sell, green buy.
Yeah, right. And, you know, they have all the testimonials with really dirty people, you know, like, and by that I mean not dirty in the good way, I mean like unwashed, going, I made $4,400 in one day on one simple trade. Then it's got another guy, I bought a sailboat in just 3 days.
So it's a program for day trading.
Yeah, and they show people sitting by their pools, and every once in a while they'll just, it's that subliminal thing. They flash on a brand new Corvette,
right?
A picture of a red Corvette, and it's whatever this. It's got to be some kind of a scam,
sure.
But I found it to be an intriguing scam because of the Jay Leno aspect.
Right.
What they're saying to you is, you might lose money, you might win money, but look at the bright colors.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, and I guess the colors indicate what you're supposed to do?
Yes, if it's green, you buy. If it's red, you say. And one of the testimonials, the guy says, my friends call me all the time, and they do a good job of getting people from different nationalities.
Right.
Like, my friends call me and tell me, put the stock into your magic box and tell me what will happen. And then in between that,
it's a new Corvette!
you just see that picture come up.
I got to see this.
That's a great infomercial.
You know, wow. I'll get sucked in and buy it.
And I don't know how many people saw that show big, but I saw it too, the one you were talking about.
Oh, and I'm waiting for the next one when they do something. You know, really though, it's going to be tough to top a blender. I mean, because a blender, you know, just to have that function. And they go to like a strawberry festival and make this giant smoothie. And the good thing was the strawberries they used, where he went to get his like 10,000 strawberries. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were in the grocery store later on that day and actually saw
coastal strawberries. I mean, kids, you know, kids get into it.
The actual blender, which was a big thing made of metal, like
totally functional,
like Monster Garage.
Wow.
It had to be like 10 feet tall.
And they put blocks of ice instead of ice cubes.
Right.
Oh, like really? The kind of blocks. And the thing really worked.
Was it loud? I mean,
it was very loud. Yeah, because it starts out and it goes. And it really. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting too excited.
Are they selling these? I mean, who would
they
use them?
They gave away. It was the big strawberry festival, and everybody had a smoothie.
I wonder what he manufactured after he ate that.
Hello. Another smoothie.
Something
chocolate. A chocolate smoothie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling to let you know about the Madden. I'm getting my copy tonight. I live here in Virginia Beach. Oh, and I'm getting my copy tonight.
Hold on, you're killing me.
I'm getting my copy tonight.
You are killing me.
I'll tell you what you had to do. You got to reserve them.
Dude, I got a radio show. I just should be able to say something. I'll even pay for it.
Surprised you didn't say you could have went to the store.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I thought about that. I actually went to Best Buy and thought about filling out the thing, but then on Thursday I'd have to be like the nerd boy. I mean, I don't mind being...
You'll be just like one of the brides at Feline's.
I don't... with a crazy sale on the wedding gown.
Yeah.
I don't mind being a guy standing in front of a liquor store at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning waiting for it to open. I can live with that shame.
Sure.
But I don't know if I want to be in front of Best Buy with 100 other guys.
I don't think guys
in their pajamas waiting for Madden to come out.
I don't think guys would behave like those women do. When I see that, seriously, you want to talk about proud to be an American? There they go.
Grab it! Just grab as many as you can, but they fit or not.
I hate that time of year when they do that.
It's cracked me up. We were driving to dinner on Saturday night, and whatever station is on, 100.3, the oldie station. Song comes on, I'm proud to be an American.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking and not even paying attention. But there was a lull in the conversation.
Right.
And right as he goes, and I'm proud to be an American, Bruce looks up and says, oh, I see they got your request in. And, you know.
Yeah, I know you just, love that.
That's
song.
You,
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah. Funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. You had to be there. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, howdy.
Love you guys, Don. Congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you. Okay, and I do say, on that one, like on my birthday, which I throw away because it doesn't mean anything, although I should point out, September 18th, so get your gifts together. There's your first reminder, September 18th.
September 18th.
Well, we should congratulate Frida more than you.
All right, did you enjoy your time on the show?
Very much. Hey, listen.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm kidding, that guy. Thank you for your nice words. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to call and say I was a big fan of yours. I just got out of prison myself.
What?
Can you repeat that?
I just got out of prison.
Oh, you got out of prison?
Out of prison.
Yes, sir. I'm a reformed man now, and I'm working as a seamstress, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, that's delightful news. What were you in for, sir?
Well, you see, I had a problem where I had killed some young women and skinned them alive and tried to make them.
Come on, dude. What are you doing?
You know?
Dude, really, you should know something. When we get people like you creepy guys calling, saying creepy stuff, like the cops call us up and ask us for your phone number.
Yeah, please, talk in your real voice.
Well, my name is Buffalo Bill.
You're weird. You're a creep.
I mean, you call it, you talk about skinning girls and killing girls, and I'm afraid that when the cops call, we're going to have to tell them your area code and your phone number.
Unless you, like, change your voice and speak normally now.
Because don't think the cops won't call us. I swear to Christ they do.
Come on now, be normal.
I've got a speech impediment. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. There you go. Very good.
I love that.
Very good. Thanks. And you know where your mom lives.
She's in the basement.
Yeah.
He won't let it go.
He's a seamstress now.
Listen, when the police from Roanoke, Virginia call that man, tell them we are pretty sure he was okay.
I think so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. Are you kidding? I'm doing fantastic. 3.5 hours from now, dun 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 dun.
We'll be in your cave.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Blocked off from the outside world. In between my lips, the finest cigar known to man, the Fuente Fuente Opus X. Directly to my wife, to my right, wife not in this equation. Directly to my right, a glass. Inside it, two shots of vanilla vodka, the rest cran grape. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the perfect evening.
And Don?
Yeah, Mike?
We're going to the bowl.
Super Bowl. No, I'm so giddy about it now. I don't even, you know, this is the time of the year, I don't even care.
Well, this town is about as excited about the Redskins as I've seen in many a moon.
Yeah, D.C. is, and I think
D.C. is very excited.
I think generally people are excited about football. Even right now, if a crappy team, and what's a really crappy, like Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
If the Arizona Cardinals won the Super Bowl, I'd be cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy football's back.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy. I have such a tragic life.
Are you still there, sir?
No. Nope, he's gone. I drove him off, Mike. That's another one I've drove away.
How can you drive people off with
another
your
one I've
infectious enthusiasm?
Driven away. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Hey, it's going great. Thank you.
Good. I'd sure love to know where that campsite is that those father and sons are going.
Yeah.
To chase the slaves. So me and my friends can go out there. We'll hang up new signs. This is our year.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you, pal. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's going on, guys?
We got a couple of creeps calling us today.
Yeah, that's the second real creep we've gotten.
Hey, you're on the air, huh?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to tell you about that big show on Discovery Channel. They just did a grill. Like a giant barbecue.
And then How big was it?
It was like some world record. It was like 25 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
go figure. The fat guy put a 25-foot long hot dog together to barbecue on it.
No, you don't do it that way. You get an elephant steak. And you know what he is, Mike? The fat guy on that show, he's a combination of John Madden and John Candy.
Yes.
Not quite as good as either one of them.
But very appealing just because he's kind of serious about it, which is what I like also.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scam. Hello.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. That thing was a big show. I don't know if you guys have seen it. He had done one that was a popcorn machine.
Hey, you know, and it doesn't just have to be on High Def. It's on Discovery.
Oh, is it really?
So it's on Discovery.
Everybody,
so yeah, everybody gets it.
That's why I really said to you, I think it's a niche thing, because I've only seen it on the High Def channel.
Discovery HD is, they get their other programming on there.
Oh, I got you.
We're getting calls. Popcorn machine, barbecue, blender.
Popcorn machine.
Come on, let's go. Big stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
John Edwards says it, and all the Democrats says it. Hope is on the way.
Hope is on the way. There it is.
Thank you, buddy. That's it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Or, no, isn't the thing that he says, I know what it is, we can do better. That's catchphrase that I'm...
Well, that might be the problem. They don't have a definitive catchphrase.
They have several.
At least I thought that was it, but I've heard the other one, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, have you been to Scott Shannon's website recently?
Not in a couple days. Why?
The picture on his homepage, he looks like the kid from Mask. He's had so much plastic surgery.
you get one of those for that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Have you announced today's dead person of the day?
Are you going to try to fool Buzz here?
Buzz, do you have it?
I apparently not.
Is it a person of importance?
Past importance. It's an old person.
All right, who is it?
Faye Ray.
Hey, Ray, the lady that was in King Kong's grasp.
That's the one.
I was going to get to that.
You play her every day.
Well, we got her scream, don't we? Hold on. Here she is. Here she is.
Oh, well, she contributes to this show. She will be missed.
Hey, Ray. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I just wanted to say what a grand day it is. Football and Madden football all on the same day. Can't get no better than that.
Hold on a second. You're the last caller. You got your Madden already?
I'll be getting it at 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight.
God damn it. How are you getting it tonight?
I reserved it. I paid for it already.
Crap, I should have done that.
Otherwise, tomorrow it comes out.
No, it doesn't come out until Thursday.
No, you can get it tomorrow.
No, but dude, all the ads say the 12th.
Check out Best Buy. You can get it tomorrow.
But why
aren't all the guys calling like this? Why do they all sound the exact same way?
Don, because football
is what you can do.
Coming, that's why.
Well, men of great intelligence who share my passion for the NFL and for Madden. Listen, dumbass.
This is crazy.
Caller 100, that is your name.
Fantastic.
No, that is your number. What is your name?
My name's Danny.
Danny, where are you from?
Danny.
I'm from Stockton, California.
Danny, you've won the Starsky and Hutch Divid with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. Starsky and Hutch now on DVD Divid and Avario.
And I won on Don and Mike. It don't get no better than that.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Yeehaw!
Hold on. Now, the Fox show that we love, the Fox show, the Trading Spaces, oh, yeah.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
There you go. Trading Spouses, excuse me, not Trading Spaces, Trading Spouses.
Mm-hmm.
The mom who really was on the short end of the stick, to quote Sam Huff last week.
Oh, I want to talk to her. Yeah.
New episode of this Fox show tomorrow night, and we will have the mommy, Lisa Bowers.
Good.
Who has the hot, fat children.
Right.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Baby.
Beth. Beth Ann.
Ow.
The Don and Mike Show.
Baby dating line.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, what is a wedding? Well, Webster's Dictionary describes a wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
The Don and Mike Show.
Goodbye. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now it's time for reality TV.
Oh, I love this show.
Mm-hmm. We have some hot shows. We have some not hot shows. We got some shows. I was hot to begin with, and then I lose interest. Mike loses. We've all kind of lost interest, like in The Amazing Race, right?
Yeah, The Amazing Race is too. It's almost too much to watch.
Started hot, and then it's too much upkeep. Now the show. Trading Spouses.
Trading Spouses is sit back in your easy chair and get ready to be entertained.
Yep. Remember I said our attention span as a nation now, it's that. And this show is great. We had the mommy what was her name? Samantha.
Yes.
Samantha, the blonde was on last week.
Yeah, we had a little run-in with Samantha.
And before we get Lisa, the second mom, on, and this episode, the new episode of Trading Spaces, tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central.
Spouses, right.
Trading Spouses. I keep getting it wrong. Thanks, Mike.
Trading Spaces, though, is another reality show.
Tomorrow night, Trading Spouses, 8, 7 Central on Fox.
And, of course, now we need to get the host of Big on the show.
We will talk to Lisa Bowers in a second here. We'll have to find a gracious way to tell her what Samantha said about her children last week.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's probably very much aware of it because, I mean, she said it on our show and she also said it on the actual show that you're big.
But
and then she tried to cover it the same way on the show. Said,
you're big like a football player.
She said they're fat and they're hot because they're big and hot. And anyway, here's the mom we're going to talk to now, who has to live with the mom that we had on last week, her family.
Right.
Here is Lisa talking about how she felt to be trading spouses.
Wow. My new home here in California and my new family. It's kind of cool to be out here in California. I don't think I'd want to stay for a long time, though.
God, that's some noisy traffic.
It's constant traffic going by, and a view of the shipping facility, to me, isn't worth all the tea in China. No. I heard the sprinklers go on this morning, and I'm like, what are they watering? There's just a little postage stamp side of lawn out there. There is no lawn. I don't get it. I never really considered myself a country girl, but I guess I kind of am.
All right, then here she is one more time. Oh, that was, excuse me, I'm sorry. That was Lisa. And then here she is again. This is how she felt. This is a shorter cut.
The boys' room, there's got to be trash in here. Of course, I jumped right into doing some of the chores around the house, whatever I can do to help out. And I kind of was taken aback by the fact that Katie would just sit there on the couch while I took care of everything, and it made me feel like hired help for a moment.
The dishes are dirty.
Thanks for the heads up, Katie.
Well, having said that, let's now welcome Lisa Bowers to the show. Hi, Lisa.
Yeah. Hi, Lisa.
Yay. Hi there.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a wonderful intro.
We're a big big fan of the show Trading Spouses on Fox. Frankly, we had the other mom on last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we hadn't seen the show.
Oh, okay.
So the episode hadn't run yet, just like the next one won't be on until tomorrow night. So we had no idea. We had her on. She said some things about you. She said some things about your kids, about your husband.
Overall, the interview I thought went very well from an entertainment standpoint. But
it went awful.
Personally.
Because she hates us.
Yeah, and we didn't care for her that much either.
Now,
after all was said and done.
The family that you're with, as the other mom said to us last week, they are upper middle class.
Yeah, they're their family. They're the California family.
She was upset that you didn't have air conditioning. She was upset that your kids were big, was her word, big, fat, and hot. And what I wanted to know from you was, on the actual Trading Spouses show last week, your husband, bless his soul, he sold you out so big time in the grocery store. Because you've got the blonde that we had on last week, the California mom. And
he started out okay, and then when they got to the grocery store and she was criticizing all the junk food, he said, well, my wife brings that in. I'm like, hey, come on, buddy. We know you're lying.
You know, your husband is big and fat like us, and there's no doubt.
You would think after 28 years.
28 years.
8 years.
He sold you out. Now, listen, all of that aside, and I really don't even care how you're getting along with her family, although he seems like a royal pain, especially with
Buzz
out there.
Well, Buzz and I were talking outside.
Trying to barbecue.
And we were saying, we don't like that guy. I mean, not exactly.
The California dad.
The California dad.
Yeah.
Not exactly a welcoming kind of guy.
No.
I felt for you, and I think, I'm sure the producers of the show, at least the way the show was edited, Lisa, they seem to feel for you also, because it really looked like it was tough on you.
It was. It was a very disheartening moment.
Mm. Because they're really not, there are a lot of things that they do differently, and, not the least of which is the kids kind of all go their separate ways, and they don't clean up after themselves.
But I don't even feel bad for you, because that family is weird, but it's your family that I feel bad for having to live with this other mom. See, for me, you could adapt to be with the California family.
Sure.
I don't know how well your family is going to adapt to being with the California mom.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Katie and Eric truly love Samantha. They
really?
Her. We have had no communication per Fox's agreement since the show was taped, and once the show airs, then they can have contact. But Katie and Eric and my husband truly went out of their way to make Samantha feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They had a genuinely good time, and Eric and Caitlin truly missed her.
Wow.
Oh, that, you know, why does that bother me?
Because that mom mom was such a bitch last week when he got on the show.
She was.
I have to tell you, what is reality TV? Reality TV is taking some characters that they created and exaggerating.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, for example, they've got this great dental hygienist. Her name is Lisa.
Yeah.
Looks like she really likes to get lit on the sake.
Okay.
That's an exaggeration.
Oh, I've seen that promo. Where
right,
she's like,
yes.
That's good, more, more, more.
Right. If I had 6 shots of sake, I'd be, crawling out of my hands and knees.
But they tweak it up with the editing and all that.
But you could only do a story with what we truly give them. You're on the beach, 4 people, 3 chairs, they're parking it. It wasn't like somebody was telling them to sit and not get up.
No.
Was the true thing.
The other mom mentioned when we had her on that her family originally had auditioned for what they thought would be a different show.
Uh-huh.
Then Fox said, no, here's the deal. It's Trading Spouses, and it's $50,000. And
that's what they tell you going in, right? You're going to do it, and you get $50,000 for making this switch?
Yes.
And then it's only the last second where they pull the fast one on you and say that you have to decide how one family, how the other family spends their money and vice versa.
That's right. They dumped that in our lap first night I was there.
Now, I saw the promos for the tomorrow night's show, and it obviously causes some consternation, does it not?
You know, again, I can't speak for the Pulak family, but the Bowers family in Massachusetts, they're pretty happy. They think Samantha genuinely listened.
Right.
And we're pretty happy.
Honey.
Okay. Well.
You're putting a much better spin on this. Listen, here's what we'd be happy with. Here's what we want to hear from you. I guess you won't say it. I'll have to say it for you. Samantha is a bitch. She's a controlling upper middle class.
Listen,
where's my Botox bitch?
Guys, I'm going to interject.
Okay, go ahead.
The villain isn't Samantha. The villain isn't myself.
Who is it?
You need to take a little closer look at the dad out in California.
Oh.
The source of all evil,
yeah,
I think.
No, Buzz and I were saying that when we were talking. Don, I don't even know how you really feel about the dad. We were saying, I can't stand the guy.
Oh, you know,
I can't. He is. He's evil. He's an evil guy.
He is definitely not on my Christmas card.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
And I noticed he had, as long as I'm fine with talking about him, as long as we're talking about somebody that's awful.
Right.
He had certainly no problem yelling at you, pulling dishes out of your hands, saying, get out of here, do things my way or the highway.
Hey.
Very much reminded me of physically and also in his presentation. I forget the guy's name now. One of O.J.'s lawyers, though.
Yeah.
One of,
Robert Shapiro?
Robert Shapiro.
Right.
Very much with that same dismissive, I'm better than you.
Oh, very superior attitude.
I know what I'm doing here. Don't take my barbecue sauce away from me.
How accurate is that, Lisa?
It is. Right on.
Really?
Absolutely.
So when you said your kids would go spend time with Samantha, would your kids want to spend time?
No. I never said spend time. I said correspond.
Correspond.
Let me paint in a little broader stroke here. What I thought when I watched that show, really, was my impression of the two households was that you guys just, and I know this is a generalization, but I have to say it anyway. It just seemed that you came out of a much more loving environment than you went into. And I don't know whether it comes from the dad or whoever, but there was a lot of coolness and distance in one household, even when the other mom was there. And you know, you guys seem to be, you know, very, I'm from, you know, 20 minutes south. I'm from Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, there you go.
And you know, I was looking at, like, every family that lived around me when I grew up. Everybody, it's all on the table, heart on the sleeve, and you all just
and
have a
great
relationship.
And the other people, frankly, I don't want to offend those listening to us in the great state of California, but the other family is like people from California. You know what I mean?
If you had someone invited into your home, and you knew you were going to be on national TV, wouldn't you put your best foot forward?
I would think so.
All right, let me ask you this question. Which the other mom? The other mommy had a problem with this.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a moral dilemma once you originally, I guess, went for a show, and then they told you, no, it's going to be a different show?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, did you have any problem pouring out your family for 50 grand? It's a simple question. I would do it. Someone paid me 50 grand. Hell, I make less than that. I put my kids on the air. My kid on the air every day. When he was little, I put my wife on the air.
When my kids were old enough to start licking envelopes, they were to work.
They went to work. Uh-huh. So, all right, see, that's the right answer.
That's it. I mean, that's it.
You got no problem doing that.
Ben, did you obviously go over it? Was there anybody in the family when you came up with this, when they approached you, when you were going to decide to do it? Was it your decision and yours alone, or was it a family vote, or did you have to talk them into it?
Well, when I came home from Boston, which is where I was basically approached for this concept to do this TV show, we didn't really take it seriously.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, with all the attention we've had, it hasn't had a chance to sink in, and I don't think we're still taking it very seriously.
Now, how long are you going to be on? Is this week your last episode, or are you on next week, too?
Yes. Tomorrow night on Fox is episode 2, and that is the end of our episode.
And, you know, last week, I'm sure you know this, the show was in the top 10.
It was?
Yes. No. Not only was the show in the top 10, the show was the only Fox broadcast in the top 30 and among the much, what was it, Robbie, number 7?
Number 7 or number 8?
Number 7. It was 7.
And among all that demographic junk that they like, the show kicked ass.
So basically what you're saying is Bauer's family from Massachusetts is pretty much holding on for Fox, huh?
Yes, yeah. I would.
Holding it together.
Now, hold on.
Absolutely.
Look at this. You got a fan call here. Here's Brian in Sacramento. Brian, you're on the air with Lisa from Trading Spouses.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, Donna, Mike, Buzz, Rob.
Hey.
What's up? You guys make my day go.
Thanks.
I'd be thrashing people out here in California if I didn't have you on the radio. Anyways, I wanted to ask you if you saw the part where the fat kid was talking about his
steak bomb sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
That's yeah.
He's practically drooling when he's describing the sandwich.
Now, wait a minute. If you're talking about that part of the country, you got to call it what it is, a grinder.
That's
grinder.
True, the grinder, right.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's a grinder.
It's a grinder. It's a grinder.
Did you see the look in that kid's face, though?
Do you eat a lot of grinders in the household, Lisa?
No, that was my son, Eric, who is 12 years old.
Mm-hmm, right.
He tips the scales at 217 pounds.
Whoa!
And he's 5 foot eight.
Wow!
5 foot what?
5 foot eight.
Five foot eight.
He plays three sports. He is more physically fit than you can possibly imagine.
Well, Samantha had some problems with your son.
With the diet. She had a problem with, like, the pizza and the grinders and all that, but, you know.
Oh, Brian, get out of here. You're not a fan.
Yeah, right? I think, but.
You're a typical Californian.
Yeah. All right, I'll try one more call for Lisa Bowers. Hello.
Eric describing his steak bomb.
Yeah, they had Eric describing the steak.
Oh, you didn't see that?
He hasn't discovered girls yet.
Oh, he hasn't discovered girls.
Well, there you go. Hey, that'll be good for self-confidence. Mommy's on national radio announcing. Son knows all about sandwiches, but don't know nothing about girls.
He's 12.
We didn't flunk our, mental exam for nothing. Why do you think they hired us?
Hello, Don and Mike, are you there? I don't even know if this is a call about this. Hello? That's...
gone now.
That's a hang-up call. I'll try one more. Hello, Donna, Mike. I got a problem with the phones. I'm sorry, Lisa, my problem. All the lines are ringing for you, but I can't seem to get the calls.
I know you can't tip your hand as far as tomorrow night's episode, but just based on the next week's scenes, how are you and your hubby getting along, Lisa?
Me and my husband back home?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Craig and I are fine.
Good. But there's something that goes, you can't talk about it, obviously, but something happens tomorrow night, doesn't it?
Well, something happens with me. Let's just say more of my personality becomes unleashed on UDAP.
Oh, now that's the husband.
I was a little submissive out on the beach. I held my tongue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
But then you don't do that the whole time, right?
No.
You finally have to let him have it.
Good.
Will we be proud of you?
I hope I'm doing New England absolutely a good representation.
Yeah.
Will we end up liking your family better than the other family?
Still? Oh, I don't know.
Come on, honey. Which family will we like better?
Well, you're definitely going to be like Massachusetts.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, hold on. Here's another fan. Here's Jake, you're on the air with Lisa from Trading Spouses. Jake.
Hi, previously on Trading Spouses. What was it like to die in the first season of 24?
What was it like what?
What is he saying?
He's confused.
What are you doing, dummy? It's wrong show.
You're talking about 24.
Oh, I get it.
Here's a guy named...
What was the joke, Rob?
The first season, his wife was Lisa Bauer.
Oh, shut up, dummy. Hello, Blake.
Thanks. I just had a question for the lady from Massachusetts.
Yes.
I really liked what you did trying to get the kids trying to do their own chores and stuff. I thought you kind of got snowballed by the dad. But I wanted to ask you, when you guys were at dinner... and you put it on the little girl about, don't you wish daddy spent more time with you?
Right.
Well, that's
kind of looked like it was overstepping the bounds a little bit. I thought it was a great thing, but I thought that was kind of like
absolutely
a little iggy.
All right, well, that's good. How about that?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. That was the only time on the show where I was given direction. I was told to go back to the table and really press the issue. Really drive UDAC to an uncomfortable situation.
Oh, yeah, a little coaching.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have done that.
Okay. Here's the twist. And if they found out that I was coached to do it, or I let them know I was doing it, I would lose my
$50,000. Wow.
That's so heavy.
Nasty.
It's unscrupulous producer.
It's good you tell us that now, though. And we're talking, just so I'm sure, that's the kid, not the son we're talking about. Right.
And that's exaggerated reality TV.
Yeah.
All right, one more call. Here's Melissa. Melissa, hi.
Hi, I love you guys, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Lisa, I just wanted to say, good for you. It seemed like from the beginning the formula of the show was going to be, here's the rich family, look how wonderful their life is, and let's laugh at the people who have no money. And I just want to say, good for you for raising a great family with great kids, with real values, and...
See, everybody hates the other family.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really, anybody that was watching, and I so was down with her saying, hey, they have a view of this, because these people supposedly had everything you could possibly want, and it was just, it was perfect.
Now, Lisa, you got to understand that your freshness date on this is going to expire tomorrow night at 8:30.
Right.
As soon as the show is Melissa, bye. See you, honey.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, please enjoy your less than 15 minutes in the spotlight. Although, didn't I see your picture in, what was it? It was Us Magazine?
Weekly, yes.
Yeah, so you got a nice spread in Us Magazine there.
How are your neighbors?
Beautiful.
How are your New England neighbors, how are they feeling about all this?
Oh, you know, we get the positives and the negatives.
Of course you do. Mm.
We just let it roll.
We can't wait to see it.
That's New England, too.
All right. Nice talking to you, Lisa.
Thank you
we'll
so
watch.
Much. You asked some great questions, and you were a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Lisa. She's not the bitch.
Oh, she rocks. She's
from
sweet.
Trading Spouses.
She does. Really fantastic.
Watch it tomorrow night. And now let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
Look at this. How the hell can this be? We're going to the news now. We got to end this show in less than an hour today. How the hell are we going to do that?
I'm not ready. I need another hour to prepare.
Let's get Lisa back on the phone.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, the terror alert color code turns a shade more believable.
Hmm. I'll tell you what my lead story is.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Right. You know Buzz's real name is Mike Elston?
Yeah, he was on a very popular show this morning.
Listen to this from Regis and Kelly.
And we will continue our live summer grill games with Mike Elston and his recipe for Mike's Beef Marinade.
He's the winner. Well, the winner, Buzz. Free right now. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
That's you don't sound the same.
Hi.
It's not the same audio processing on TV.
Don't sound the same, but how funny is that? We got the still from TV. Silver medal beef winner.
Right.
Mike Elston.
Big letters.
Then in parentheses, Mike's Beef Marinade.
Yeah, that's why we call him Big Beef around
Michael
there.
Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Claudia Cohen is here, and she's got the latest on what all the celebrities are doing this summer, how they're spending their summer vacation.
Yeah, right, Regis.
And we will continue our live summer grill games with Mike Elston and his recipe for Mike's Beef Marinade.
He's the winner. He's out on 67th Street right now. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing, Regis and Kelly?
We're great.
Welcome to our show now.
Wait till you hear. But this is an absolute dumbass doofus. This, not you.
No, this is what I really do.
But this Mike Elston sounds like.
Hold on, here it is.
Mike, tell everybody what your real job is at home.
I'm a food service director at a retirement home for nuns.
Yeah.
Dominican Sisters, St. Mary's of the Springs.
Aha, uh-huh, very good.
Hello, sisters.
That's a great show.
It's funny. It's hello, sisters. It's Buzz. It's Buzz's real name on the Regis show.
Yeah.
The guy works with nuns. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike show.
Coming right up. Mike, that was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Right on. Yes. Hey, you've heard about OnStar by now. You've probably heard about OnStar by now.
Well, besides all the stuff you hear about, unlocking your doors, helping locate your car if it's stolen, receiving a signal in case your airbags go off, there's this feature called OnStar Personal Calling. OnStar Personal Calling.
It's hands-free, voice-activated cell phone, available on more than 50 GM models from Saturns to Cadillacs.
You can get 100 minutes, a 100-minute package that's good for 12 months for only $39.99.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation lets you keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel.
1 year of the OnStar Save and Sound plan, which includes a wide range of safety features, is included with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped vehicle.
I use my OnStar to call hot fat kids and say, hey, eat some grinders.
For more information about OnStar, check out their website at OnStar.com or swing by your local dealer for a demo.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we are.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oh,
the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, all right. Key Rice.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Gotcha.
Smoother than Bacardi Limon. Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Bacardi Limon.
Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, some guy who his real name is Don, but
Dan.
He thinks he's Santa Claus.
Oh.
Also tomorrow, Jane Shane from the East Isle Network, A Diary of an Affair. The Wednesday, Huey Lewis and that playmate, Joe Spalding, who's written a book.
He's a liar.
Written a book I have.
He's a bald-faced liar.
Written a book about life in the grotto. And, you know, we never got to the secret sound today. We'll start a new one tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. For $100. Oh, how about a rejoiner?
They will do you proud every time.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right now for Buzz's News and Comments, brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight.
This is good smoke.
Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Both Time and Newsweek are out with reports that say the government warning may be valid, the warning of a terror attack between now and the time the polls close on Election Day. Time quotes a senior intelligence official as saying, this is looking more real every day. And the magazine says the FBI's warned a congressional leader that he and others may be targets in Washington or wherever they travel. Quoting again, we have a number of times picked up information that Al-Qaeda wants to attack us before the election. And a Homeland Security official says Osama bin Laden's giving the orders in a manner such as he did just before 9/11.
Mm.
Quoting the Homeland Security source, there remains plenty of cause for concern.
To a certain extent,
I don't know.
We should start acting like they do in Israel. I mean, not to condone it, but if it's going to happen,
preparing in that way.
If it's and I don't know how you prepare for it.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about Israel, you're talking about, you know, an area where when suicide bombers come across from the Palestinian territory, they can put a fence up. But what can we do? I mean, it's
I guess we can
maybe tighten up our
I guess
immigration.
What I was trying to say is that there are countries throughout the world where no one loves terrorism,
right?
But it's just given that it might happen.
Understood as a way of life.
You know, not that you're accepting it, but you say, at any moment, some dope could drive his car into a pizza joint
right. And
kill 20 people. I mean, that's kind of how people live their lives in these countries where this is
right. Happening.
Mm-hmm. And because this is America and we're insulated and we think America's great and it is great, you know, we get these terror reports and we go nuts.
Right. I think we can do more, though. I really do. I think we can do more than is being done right now. Mm-hmm. The classic examples like chemical plants. Well, you know, what is the deal? I mean, we make the chemical plants that make all the money,
right. Make
them provide their own security. But they try to get that passed through Congress, and the chemical lobby says, you know, hey, man, it's too expensive.
Yeah.
We can't do that. There's so much more I think we can do, but as far as just being afraid, I don't think we can do that.
Most of what we're doing now is behind the scenes and trying to find if these attackers are already in the United States or if they can be stopped from coming into the country. So a lot of it is intelligence work.
Here's the thing. We know they're here.
Well, we don't know who.
Yeah, but every time you read something or turn on something, the story is they're here. Mm-hmm. There's hundreds of them here. I saw something on, you know, we're a sound bite nation now.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw something today that had, this was video of the Al-Qaeda scoping out the Twin Towers in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in 1998, anybody could walk around with a video camera. You wouldn't think anything about it. They're
right. Taking
a picture of the skyline of New York. They could be doing this stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we going to do? Stop everybody with a camera? Are we going to stop everybody that does, you know?
I don't know.
And the thing, especially here in the D.C. area, if you get on the Beltway, they got those giant signs that say, terror alert elevated.
Report suspicious activity.
And, like, that's the part that I go, no, you know, one man's suspicious is another guy's, hey, I'm just
paranoia.
I'm picking my nose in the car. But, you know, I don't know.
No one knows.
That's the thing. I don't know. But the one thing I wish the media would stop saying is something will happen by the election.
Right.
Because that seems to be the message that they're trying to send to us, that something, no matter what happens, something's going to happen before the election.
And don't you think that sends a message to the people that are inclined to do that kind of thing, that maybe they've got a deadline?
Yeah. Or maybe say, hey, guess what? They're ready for us.
Right.
So, about like 3 days after the election.
Or, here's another hypothetical, maybe the day after the election is when they plan on doing something. I mean, who knows? It's a crazy world.
Or maybe it's just tomorrow.
Right.
You know, I mean, or maybe it's 10 minutes from now while we're doing this stupid show.
Yeah, it's so hard to figure this out because it's the great unknown, and it's an enemy that, can strike anywhere and do anything.
Kind of an invisible act.
It's an impossible thing to figure out. It really is.
And as the very real beheadings continue over there, it turns out one victim is just brainless, not headless. A San Francisco man who thought about going into politics faked his beheading by Iraqi militants in a gruesome hoax
that was picked up by the media over the weekend on Saturday.
There you go.
Even the FBI was investigating this video. 22-year-old Ben Vanderford posted a 55-second clip on the internet that showed a knife sawing against his neck. There was lots of, as it turns out, fake blood. And in the video he shot at a friend's house, he went out with the words, "Everyone's going to be killed this way." Quoting Ben, now, it was part of a stunt.
Jesus. I say we,
sign him up for a radio show.
I say we make it happen for real.
Mm.
Sign him up, and I have a question for that young man.
Are you retarded?
No, seriously.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Right.
Are you retarded?
Wow.
Sure, it's unstable and hard to get to, but Iraq has decided to go after your tourist dollars. A British travel agent is taking his 16-year-old daughter and 10 other people for a tour of Baghdad and vicinity around the end of next month.
Right.
Quoting him, it seems a forbidden place to visit.
Right.
People are interested in that.
I'd rather go to Wild World.
The travel agent's past experience as a soldier and a cop may come in handy, not to mention his sunny disposition. Quoting him, it's not just all war and people killing each other. It has a lot to offer, a lot of history. And the Iraqi Tourist Bureau, such as it is, envisions a Disney-type theme park in the future.
Oh, right.
And even side trips to the spider hole in which Saddam Hussein was found.
Oh, my God.
You know, and oh, I mentioned Wild World, which has now become...
Six Flags.
Great America.
Is it Six Flags?
One of those.
What's Great America?
Everything.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Not what's great about America.
I saw, here's the thing, on local DC TV, I saw an ad for Great America,
right.
And it said, celebrity, and you know, they never have real celebrities
right.
in these amusement parks. Anyway, I only mention this in case he's listening, and Mike, you do a good impression of him. Vice President Michael Hughes.
Hi, how are you, Bob?
I only mention this because he's the guy that 6 months ago, when Survivor was still on, promised us that he could get Rupert on the phone as soon.
Oh yeah, Rupert's doing the ad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. You've seen the ad, right? And he's wearing the same dumb tie dye shirt. And it's like,
come on out.
Hi, I'm Rupert from Survivor. I'll be at Great America Saturday the 14th between 1 and 4 p.m.
Come on by,
so yeah. Everyone else can get him in, even if we can.
Yeah. I'll be at Six Flags over Largo.
Yeah, now that my 15 minutes is officially over.
So anyway, in case Michael Hughes' wife or kids are listening now, and he's told me that they're relentless when we talk about him.
Yeah,
it's another time your dad has let us down.
Uh-huh. Sorry to let you down, Don. But good job. You're doing a great job.
And Michael?
Yes?
Don't let anybody tell you that goatee doesn't make you look scholarly.
There you go. Scholarly? I was hoping for manly. Thanks, Don.
Maybe they should just label the choices this
and,
way.
And listen, my personal best to Frau Hughes.
I appreciate that. I'll pass it along to the good Frau. And kiss your good Frau for me.
And you know the guy that you said you could get on the show 6 months ago? He's going to be at the goddamn cheap-ass amusement park.
Oh, Rupert.
On Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're going out and having lunch with him. And he's going to give my whole family tie-dyed shirts.
Well, maybe they should just label the choices this way in the voting booth this November. Okay. Strong or smart? A new Associated Press poll shows President Bush gets much higher marks from the public on strength and decisiveness than does John Kerry. By about 22%.
Well, you mentioned strength. You're not talking about, like, you know...
Not physical strength.
Like
it's strength of will. And on the question of intelligence, Bush does not fare so well. John
really?
Kerry soundly beats Bush when people are asked about that, and his margin on intelligence is about 23%.
Introducing Average Joe.
In other words, Americans seem to think of Bush as the strong one, but Kerry as the smart one.
All right, so what do you want, a strong, dumb guy or a smart guy that thinks about things?
That's the perception so far. The Democrats...
I ask you, America, you make your own choice.
That's a question my wife had to answer 24 years ago now when we got married. And
right.
She chose the dumb guy.
The dumb strong guy.
The dumb... Well, no, I'm not strong, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weak.
Oh, you're stronger than you think.
I'm very weak.
But you're decisive.
Yeah.
I am. So which would I be, Bush or Kerry?
You know, you'd be right in the middle.
Now, wouldn't that be... And that would just what America wanted?
You would be
president.
Ralph Nader.
Oh, and I'm glad to see his skinny ass won't be on the election in California.
No.
He doesn't have enough signatures.
There you go.
Because that worries me, because that guy could screw things up like he did last time.
I looked at him on the Bill Maher show, and he looks like, seriously, he ought to be like in Ward C of a mental institution.
That is like an ugly-a-thon.
Yes.
If you got Bill Maher on TV
and
with Ralph
Mike,
Nader.
And Mike Lamour was on the same show.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, was it a pageant?
Well, our topic tonight, men who... You've never been laid.
Did they run that disclaimer? Do not adjust your set.
They should have.
Well, that Nader news is part of a hat trick of good news for Democrats. First, that Ralph Nader won't be on the ballot in California. That is, in fact, huge. It's a real pleat in Kerry's cape in terms of the sheer numbers of California's electoral votes. He didn't get enough signatures. Second, the Democrats have told the now wildly unpopular Barbara Streisand to take a hike. The Inquirer says it was Streisand's diva demands that kept her out of the convention.
Bravo.
Pages of demands about makeup and hairdressers and limos and hotel suites and, of course, the FBI bodyguards she wanted.
Oh, my God.
I got it. Hold on a second. Typewritten list of demands that blah-blahed for pages about makeup artists, hairdressers, a fleet of limos, hotel suites for the star's entourage, and a small army of private bodyguards. In addition, she ordered the Democrats to have extra guards for her protection and even dictated strict security demands to the FBI. To top it off, she refused to pay one penny towards the bill, insisting the tab be paid by campaign contributions.
Oh, come on.
And then the last thing that she said was also she couldn't get it in her schedule because she's working on Meet the Fockers.
Mm-hmm.
When the truth is, that movie's already done.
Right.
The most that they might have to do is loop some dialogue.
Right.
But basically,
so she got ticked off because they said get bent, and then she made that excuse up.
Well, I can't pay for this.
There's no way.
I can't. Papa, can you hear me? Going down the stony end.
James, spoon with me, James.
I can't do this. I can't do this. Oh, look, there's your ad on TV for the car place. You loser.
And I'm a little scared about the first trailer I've seen for Meet the Fockers.
No, no.
I'm a little wobbly.
No, Mike, was it the one that just showed a bunch of scenes from the first movie?
No, it was actually just a very quick, you know, coming this, what is it, December? Is that when
Christmas.
It's going to be?
Coming this
Christmas, and it just, I don't know. I know they haven't, by that time they probably have a lot more material, but I just hope it's good.
Right, hold on, Buzz, we got a break here because we're abbreviated with Monday Night Football.
Right.
This just may be a tough guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Doug?
Doug, turn your radio down.
Doug?
Douglas.
Doug.
Hey, Doug.
I think you're right.
He's a dumb guy.
The guy's too dumb. Joe screened him. He was calling to tell us that Great America is located in California. Like there's only one Great America. Okay, like there's only
one. What?
What?
Yeah, hey,
exactly.
Dumbass.
Hey,
right.
Dumbass.
Boy, you are stupid. Go listen to the radio.
All right, sorry.
Okay, hear how dumb you are on the radio. Where's your mom live?
You know.
Say it. What town? What city?
Corville.
There you go. Bye-bye,
Dumb. Thank you.
But there is...
Bye-bye, get out.
But
there is a Great America out
I
here.
I swear to God.
Buzz, we are truncated because of football.
I know. The third and final bit of good news for Democrats is that this election, unlike the last one, will be watched carefully, and we'll have that story when we come back.
There you go. Thanks, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends?
Baby.
The WJFK Dateline can change your life.
Baby.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Baby, that's
the Don and Mike Show.
Producer.com.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Syphilicious. The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of Beth Ann, as I was right before we came back on the network, a dear producer tells me she'll have my Madden game tomorrow for me.
Wow. She better.
And for those of you listening to us on WJFK FM, where we're going to be cut off here in about 7 minutes for a Monday Night Football, here's the private betting pool that I've got going here.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask you guys right now, at what point during the game, first, second, third, or fourth quarter, will Sonny or Sam realize that Frank Herzog is no longer there?
I say fourth quarter. Latter part of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's where my money is, too.
Come on.
Who are you?
Buzz, what do you think?
No, come on. Third quarter.
Robbie?
I guarantee you it won't be in the preseason. They don't try until the regular season.
I don't know who you are. Get out of here.
And those of you on a budget, thinking about getting engaged, or maybe you've got a big anniversary like I just had coming up,
uh-huh.
What you might want to do is take a piece of regular charcoal, just the kind that you would light a you know, like a bocce grill with. Mm-hmm. Go up to Canton, Ohio, and place it in Larry Michaels'
pillows.
And it'll become
a diamond before the first down, but before the very first downset hike.
I'm a little tense, but here's your brand new 8-carat diamond.
Keep killing me. It's Larry Michael making my debut tonight with two guys who probably would like to kill me, Sonny and Sam.
Who are you?
Frank? He's a little loud. Where's Frank?
I don't like him.
I know Sonny. I know you know. Well,
it'll be money.
I know it will.
Be there or be square.
That's right.
Keep your voice down.
Why are you, Larry? Why are you screaming? Frank never used to scream.
You can say that again.
You see,
Sonny?
They changed play-by-play guy. You know, they fired Frank and hired Larry.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Hey, quarterback.
And how about Herzog tonight? Can you picture him at home? Just drunk.
Yeah.
Huge bags under his eyes just going, F. Dan Snyder, FWJFK. We'll have a good time on the game. Larry! Larry!
Then the foot goes into the TV.
And when they score, you think, at home, Herzog drunk will go,
Washington Redskins.
God, I hope not.
No. I think so. Yeah. Keep killing me.
Moving left to right across your breathalyzer dial.
it'll be interesting tonight. Anytime a team, and you're breaking up a broadcasting team with these guys of Sonny, Sam, and Frank, over 20 years together.
Mm-hmm.
Over 20 years together.
Wow.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah.
That's why we have to end early tonight.
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
Okay, we got you, buddy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, Buzz.
The State Department in Washington.
Oh, let me be the first to welcome Charles Mann also to the WJFK family.
Yes.
We'll be doing the post-game show.
Right.
Really, when I heard that news, I only had one thing to say.
Wow.
The State Department in Washington has announced that a team of international observers will monitor the presidential election here this November.
Wow, Cola.
A European human rights group has accepted our government's invitation to observe to make sure everything's on the up and up this November. But our government had to extend the invitation as part of an agreement we signed 10 years ago that all elections around the world be monitored. Republicans are angry about that agreement and have managed to cut off the American money spent on that worldwide monitoring project.
Of course they have.
The Halliburton Company and several of its top executives intentionally engaged in serial accounting fraud.
Let's go Halliburton!
Even while it was run by now Vice President Dick Cheney.
Right.
Really? That's the claim of a new lawsuit that cites accounting fraud from 1998 through 2001. Halliburton's the world's second biggest oil field services company, which has it making some good money in Iraq, partly thanks to a war declared by Cheney's current boss.
Cheney's the one that scares me.
Among the charges in the new lawsuit, that it failed to account for well over $3 billion in cash and profits.
Dick Cheney.
Halliburton settled the lawsuit last week for $7.5 million.
Oz.
Don't
think he doesn't like having dum-dum up front.
And you, lion!
And don't think when they get a tape, where's that new Bush tape we had last week? Don't think when they get this, that this is not on Kerry, of course, but on Cheney's computer, first thing, and don't think that he sits there like a million times going,
our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we.
Uh-huh.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Smart or strong.
And, you know, he just laughed and just says, all right, these are the papers I want him to sign today.
Just sighs, shakes his head, and has another piece of bacon.
In sports, it's Monday, and football's back this evening. The Hall of Fame game is here.
Don's excited.
A little.
Don's excited.
Damn, am I excited.
Tonight's preseason game features play between the Washington Redskins and the Denver Broncos.
Who cares?
It's the premiere, don't you know?
Who cares?
And finally,
it's going to be the Special Olympics playing football tonight.
Don't make it sound like you don't care about the game tonight. You care about the game so desperately it hurts.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
it could be any game.
As long as they got the logos on and they got the stuff. I watched the scab games,
mm-hmm.
if you remember back then.
You love football.
I love the NFL.
Finally, about 30 mothers gathered at a Starbucks in Silver Spring, Maryland yesterday to breastfeed
The protest was organized by a woman after an unusually unhip Starbucks employee asked her to cover up or go into the ladies' room.
Excuse me, Buzz.
Yes?
Would you start over?
Yes. About 30 mothers gathered in a Starbucks in Silver Spring, Maryland yesterday.
Stop it.
To breastfeed. The protest was organized by a woman after an unusually unhip Starbucks employee asked her to cover up. Or
I'm getting so turned on, I want to call the WJFK Dateline.
Or go into the ladies' room.
Baby.
A couple of lattes to go, please. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You're funny, Buzz.
No. Yeah, listen, today, that's it. We don't have the song or anything because we're being truncated for Monday Night Football.
We got to go.
So have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you for listening. Everybody except WJFK, please stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, some crap that we played a couple of years ago.
Very good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I hear it's good. A good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Now, is Joe going to be doing the intro when we come back?
No, because there's no live mic in the studio. But I want to remind you something.
What's that?
LeVar Arrington plays defense.
There you go. Bye.
Eat a lot.
This is the Don and Mike Show.